girl I liked once told me all girls are nice. But I tell you the truth. I don't think so. Okay, I just think all sweeping generalizations are not true, including this one. That being said, for those of you who don't exploit wage earners to feed and protect chumos and murderers, I'm not talking to you. But I'll spit in the face of every Supreme Court justice in the country that rules against the end to the exploitation of wage earners, period. Not just to take their money and pay for your agenda, your protection, and your food for the worst, as if this founding country's, or the founding people of this country did not mean what I had to mean for them to make sense to me, that all men are created equal and have unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not every human being, including a non-righteous man, an unrighteous man, are equal. That's not true. If you're a righteous man, you're equal in Christ, because all sins will be forgiven men. And if you're not a righteous man, you're not one of the men. And if you're not a righteous man, the call of Christ is to repent and find life. If you're a chomo, like the man I wanted to torture and execute all on camera for molesting my family, my brother, who was also murdered. He was molested and murdered. But this country don't care about that, because they'd rather talk about how good a man, a black man, was when he was president. Folks, this black man who was president spent $10 trillion more than the budget. And if it's give or take a few trillion that we haven't discovered yet, whatever. But, you know, round up to about 10 trillion. And Africans are still starving to death. If you're a starving, hungry man, let me explain something to you. I know I care more about you than that black man. As far as I'm concerned, if you're going to make everything about color, you know, and numbers and colors, and then start killing people, you're wrong. Though, you know, I want to fight a chomo in a nude fight to the death. And I'll spit in the face of every judge that is a human being. Every human being who judges me and goes against righteousness. I'll spit in your face if I could. And I would if your judgment was siding with the chomo. Like, the man that I'm trying to fight in a nude fight to the death, where I am going to take his soul, whether or not I win physically. If I fought him today, he'd probably win. I'm actually going to have to train, because this man's the mythical beast to me. And 666myth.com proves it in one respect, but either way, because what a myth is like a chimerical, right? It's not really reality, it's just a myth. So he's the mythical beast either way, but when I calculated his name to 666, and then magically his name changes, I'm like, wait a minute. This is some weird, strange things. Anyway, stop exploiting wage earners. Get out of my way. Get out of the way of anybody like me. Just stop. Stop acting like you have something righteous to say if you're an old person in this country. Because you're either complacent or you've said it all and it's not righteous. Hard work for the rest of your life is not righteous, because the plan of the Lord's does not call for hard work for everybody. There's some of us who live by grace, and it's enough.